party to you.
Samsonite. I was way off.
Hold on to your butts.
What's up, heroes, and welcome to the Stephen Corson Show, where we discuss financial strategies, habits, and mindset to get you to your first 100K and then get you to your first million, all in the pursuit of true wealth and modern freedom. I want to change your mind on something, and that is the fact that there is an investment that no matter how much money you make, no matter how much money you have put away, no matter what your portfolio looks like, there is one investment that is not optional. And that is investing in you. Too many times, what I think happens is that people graduate from high school, college, whatever their final bit of education is, and then they start working in their jobs. And that's pretty much it as far as self-development goes. As far as, you know, skills training and anything like that, they kind of leave it up to their jobs in order to give them that and then just assume that's all they need. But the problem with that is that a lot of companies don't provide outside of your initial training. You know, they may train you in something like once a year. That's pretty much about it. So the thing that's really great about that is if that's kind of the industry standard, then if you just did an extra training a year on whatever that skill was, you are going to be getting that much better. They say that for NBA players, when they're playing in these games, that on average, the amount of shots that they will take in their entire career is about less than 1/10 of what they've shot across their entire career. So 90% of all of their shots, if not more, are taken before they ever play a game. Well, how many of us could say the same things about our career? I was in sales for years, and I remember what it was like. We would have a sales training right there at the beginning of every year. It would kind of be the same basic fundamental stuff, different things, and then that'd pretty much be it. Maybe we do like a 4-hour seminar or something in the middle of the year, you know, that wasn't particularly engaging. We'd watch a webinar or something like that, but that was it. So when my career really started to take off, I was independently going to different trainings. I was signing up for things like listening courses. I would go in and I would learn how to write better emails and invest in things like that. And then I started getting better conversion rates, and then my deals started getting a little bigger, and all of these things ended up snowballing into me being a top performer every single year, regardless of the position I was in or the team that I was on. It wasn't an accident that I got there. I can remember in certain jobs, I knew that success at the beginning of the year was basically just mathematical. I had to do a certain amount of things so many times to get a certain kind of result, because I had maybe not mastered my craft, but I had worked on it so much more than the average person did that I had figured out what works, you know, to a certain degree better than everybody else had. So investing in yourself is something that is going to continue to pay dividends. And sometimes it can be directly related to a job. I have a friend who is a project manager who went to his boss and found out that if he would have got a certification 2 years ago, that his job could have paid him $10,000 more a year. And he was making like 70 grand at the time. So that was a huge raise. So he's like, well, why didn't you tell me this? And they were like, we just thought you'd go and get it. And he's like, well, I didn't know. So a lot of times, if you're not sure what the best way to level up your skills are, go and talk to your boss, go and ask, you know, wherever it is that you're working, and find out, hey, what are things that would make me more desirable as an employee, potentially get me promoted, get me into these other positions I'm interested in, and then go and do those training, certifications, whatever it is you need. But that's just for work. I'm not just going to narrow it to that, okay? There are other things that we need to be investing in ourselves regardless of what we do for our jobs. We need to be investing in knowledge, in skills, in disciplines in our daily life. Maybe that's hiring a nutrition coach, making sure that you're eating okay. Maybe it's getting a personal fitness trainer because you just don't have the discipline to go to the gym on your own. Maybe it's taking a course 1 year or joining a community and learning how to get better at your financial management and investing in different things like that. One thing that I love doing is every year on my birthday, I will actually set one thing for that year that I'm going to designate a little bit of money and a little bit of extra time to. And sometimes it's even a hobby. It's not always something like this, but one year I said I wanted to get better at writing in general because I wanted to write a book. And then another year I said, hey, you know what? I'm starting to play golf more at these business functions. This year, I'm going to take some golf lessons. So I invested in that. So even though I love golf and it's a ton of fun, it still had other functional purposes in my life. Another year, I said, I want to get good at scuba diving. And now I got better at scuba diving and I'm certified in multiple different areas. If you just take one thing every year and say, I just want to get a little bit better at this one thing, over a decade, you will compound so many additional skills or get so much better, whether you go wide and become a generalist in a lot of areas, or if you go deep and become deeply expertised in one area, no matter what you do, it is going to benefit you in your life. But a lot of people, they just kind of give up on the self-improvement in general, or they leave it up to fate. And yeah, I'll get better at something when I need to get better at something. So what I would encourage you to do is create an intentional plan on ways to get better for yourself. One of the best things that you can do is really split this into two things, is the way that I like to do it. Pick one thing professionally and then one thing personally that you want to focus on this year and get better at. And then get on the internet and find out if you just did one thing every 3 months, okay? We don't have to overwhelm ourselves. Just pick one thing every 3 months. I want to get better at golf. Okay, I'm going to take a couple lessons for the next 3 months. The next 2 months, I'm going to go to the driving range, you know, 10 times and make sure that I'm there. Do this, do that. That is going to be my investment plan into myself on that. I'm working on some stuff for my job. Okay, I just started this business and I do not know how to do email marketing very good. So I am going to take one course this year on email marketing, and then I am going to hire a consultant the next quarter to come in and review my results and help me get better at what it is that I've already learned. So just those little things right there, I will be leveling up my skills and I have a plan in place to get just a little bit better. And those things will, number one, not just potentially increase how much money I can earn over time, but it's also going to increase my general life satisfaction because I'm advancing at something that I actually enjoy. So give it a shot, create an intentional investment plan into you and watch yourself grow and have some fun.